This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Seth Kantner, who's joining us from Kotzebue in Alaska right now. Tell me a little more what it was like for a white kid to be going to school with classmates who were mostly in Yupiak.
Interesting. I was so far out from the nearest tiny village, 25 miles away with no roads is a long ways, that I didn't go to school. I was homeschooled. But when we did run our dog team into the village, I was picked on relentlessly. That was sort of the thing to do when this strange outsider, so to speak, comes to the village. And it was incredibly tough situation as far as race relations, which I guess I find to be pretty educational now, looking at America floundering with race relations.
You were on the receiving end of the racism.
Oh, absolutely.
What was that like?
Oh, yeah. You know,
for tough kids, I would imagine.
Yeah, everything. Had to keep an eye on where you were and all that. Yeah, I don't know if I want to get into it too much. It sounds mean, but it was, I have a lot to say about that subject and what it's like to, you know, grow up feeling embarrassed at all times for being white and then running into other white people and wondering why they're not, why they're comfortable in their skin. So, yeah, that's a big subject. But yeah, frostbite was definitely a shortcut, getting frostbite on your face, which the old Inupiaq hunters would, half the winter, they'd have frostbite nose and cheeks. And so as a kid, it was just a badge of being a tough hunter.
Very thought provoking how, you know, I've heard some black people want to have lighter complexion, and now you go up to Alaska, a white person wants to have darker complexion.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I've been out in every drop of frostbite and sun I ever could to try to be browner. And it's only in recent times where I'm more comfortable or just accepted, you know, who I am.